Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. President Trump will try to put his stamp on health care today with an executive order that aims to make lower premium plans more widely available. Administration officials say one of the main ideas is to ease the way for groups and associations to sponsor coverage that can be marketed across the land. Authorities have confirmed now at least 23 deaths from the Northern California wildfires, and many people are still missing.
Yes, people are still missing. 285 people are still missing, and one of the things that also stands out is the wind is picking up. They're expecting wind gusts 25 to 40 miles per hour today, which can make it hard for firefighters to continue to fight this fire.
Correspondent Ryan Young. There are now two women and three African Americans in the race for governor of Maryland. The latest to enter, Democrat Maya Rocky Moore Cummings, a policy consultant who is married to Congressman Elijah Cummings. There will be no sanctuary cities in Virginia if he's elected governor, says Republican Ed Gillespie. Speaking on Fox News, Gillespie said,
"We're a welcoming Commonwealth here, but the fact is, when someone commits a violent crime, murder or other violent crime, and they're here illegally, we need to cooperate with federal authorities and comply with the federal immigration laws, and those people need to be deported."
And Gillespie criticized Democrat Ralph Northam, who he says voted against a ban on sanctuary cities. It's a question that no doubt gets asked many times a day in D.C. Should we take Metro or Uber? Well, a new study from the D.C. CFO's office looks to put some data behind that decision.
"The biggest question is the time of day," says D.C. CFO analyst Ginger Mord. "If it's during rush hour..."
"Metro's really great when there's no delays. It's a really efficient way to get downtown."
"But during nights and weekends when the wait between trains gets longer, Uber starts showing its strengths."
"Uber can be really efficient when you're taking a trip within D.C. and have to do a transfer, which adds to your wait time."
"But if money's the most important thing, the decision becomes much easier thanks to Uber's fluctuating prices."
"You can often have a $10 trip when with Metro, your trip might be $2 or $3.
They have an interactive graph where you can compare trips. Check it out on our website. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And if you're going to the Nationals-Cubs game at Nats Park tonight, be aware the last Metro train leaves the Navy Yard station at 11:48 tonight. The game is scheduled to start at 8:08, making it unlikely it's going to be over by 11:48. One-time Maryland gubernatorial candidate Heather Mazier is now out of politics and trying to improve political discourse and bridge the partisan divide.
After 5 years on the House of Delegates and a run for governor, Democrat Heather Mazier is now trying to teach people about effective civic engagement, in part through her new podcast,
Ms. Maryland Soul Force Politics, Episode 001.
In an upcoming episode, she has an hour-long conversation with Republican Governor Larry Hogan.
"On many topics, some of which we agree on and some of which we very vehemently disagree on, but we model how you can have that kind of disagreement without being disagreeable."
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Today's the first day you can sign up for the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony Lottery. It opens at 10 this morning for the November 30th event at President's Park. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,873, the NASDAQ at 6,604. Sports, it comes down to a decisive Game 5 tonight at Nationals Park as the Nats and Cubs battle it out for the NL Division Series. The Yankees beat the Indians to win their AL Series. NHL, the Caps lose. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger.
Depend on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. When it comes to your banking, we have the answers. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bethesda Beltway now with a crash, and that's why we have extended delays from 95, not just to George Avenue, but now past Connecticut Avenue before you get to 270, the scene of the crash. Watch for fire and rescue there. For 270, once you get through 80 Urbana and 109, next set of delays will be as you push through Germantown and Rockville. It's just been about the volume for our 270 ride. 29 jammed still through Columbia with a crash. Southbound 29 before you get to Route 32. We're trying to make a recovery here. Accident Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway has been cleared. Now, we have been so busy this morning. Virginia, let's go 66 in Centerville. Second crash of the morning before the exit for 29 Centerville cleared. Off of the Greenway onto the toll road. Accident was past Hunter Mill Road into town. Suitland Parkway 295 all jammed to get up onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway and the inbound Douglas Bridge for the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll probably stay in the mid to upper 60s all day with a northeast breeze. Clouds, light rain showers and drizzle this morning with patchy fog and then cloudy this afternoon. Tonight near 60, suburbs 50, some rain showers. Tomorrow late day showers 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 66 in Woodbridge, 63 in Gaithersburg, 66 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. The Boy Scouts, not just for boys anymore. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, coming up on Mornings on the Malls, Jeffrey Lord joins us at 8:35 this morning. He was with the president last night. President gave him a couple shout-outs from the stage there as he pitched his tax reform plan in Pennsylvania. We'll find out what the latest is with Jeffrey Lord. That's all ahead. Vince Colonnais is with Mary Walter.
Good morning, and joining us right now, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall, Dr. Gorka.
Good morning, Mary. Thanks for having me. Hi, Vince.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk to you about the Iran deal. What happens if President Trump decertifies the Iran deal, and what exactly does that do?
It could happen today.
Yes, it's hopefully what's going to happen. If he simply decertifies, then a 60-day window opens. The issue is thrown back to Congress, and then they have to decide whether we have the so-called snapback of the original unilateral nuclear sanctions against Iran, or if we do something else. Ideally hope that the president goes even further and either withdraws us completely from the disastrous Iran deal, or in addition to simple decertification, he also has been tasked by Congress in an act called the Sanctions Act back in August to also register the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard, a terrorist organization. That designation would be a long overdue measure that would help us finally put some real pressure on the mullahs in Iran.
And what does that do as far as our world standing as the Iran deal and the declaring the IRGC as a terror group?
Well, look, a lot of the people inside the White House, inside the permanent state, don't want the president to decertify Iran. And the argument they make is that our allies will not be happy with us. They have to remember one thing. On Fridays in the mosques in Iran, it's not the allies, it's not France, it's not Germany that are being called the great Satan who should be destroyed. It's the United States. And these nations are also making a lot of money, and I mean a lot of money, by having the sanctions dropped and having their businesses trade with Iran. So I'm not concerned by that argument. I think it's a false argument. If we lead the way, they will follow. And we've seen what the president has been able to do with things such as NATO, reinvigorating NATO, getting them to spend the requisite amount of money on their own defense. So, the world is a better place with more American leadership, not less. that now is a perfect time for the president to exercise that leadership.
Defense Secretary Mattis last week said Tehran was fundamentally in compliance here and that the U.S. should stick with the pact. Is there a difference of opinion between the defense secretary and the president, and is it meaningful?
Look, I was in the Oval the day we last recertified, that Secretary Mattis wasn't there. It was myself, the president, Steve Bannon, Secretary Mnuchin, and Rex Tillerson and General McMaster. The president knew back then his gut instinct was not to recertify, and he said again and again and again, this is a bad deal, one of the worst deals ever. And there's a very simple explanation for why. Even if Iran is in compliance, that's irrelevant because the deal's so absurd, because on key issues they have been found to be in breach. So if you look at the amount of heavy water they have, the number of centrifuges they have, they've been found to have overstepped the limit. But the deal says it doesn't matter because it gives them at least a month to fix it. That's like having a bank robber in the middle of robbing a bank,
right,
and the local police department calls up the bank and says, hey guys, we'll be there in a few hours. Make sure you're not doing anything naughty by the time we get there. The whole Iran deal is inherited from the Obama administration is a bad SNL skit.
Right. That's what we call malicious compliance. You're keeping to the terms of the deal, but you're violating the spirit of it pretty badly.
I'm impressed, Vince.
Thank you very much. So when we talk about the Iran deal, some people are saying, well, this could send a bad signal to North Korea, meaning if we ever hope of having some sort of agreement with North Korea for them to denuclearize, they're going to see the United States as being a bad faith negotiator if we decertify the Iran deal. How do you see that?
I think it couldn't be any worse than it already is. What has happened in the last 25 years with regards to North Korea? We've constantly given in to their calls for concessions from the first ever administration, from Bill Clinton's administration that gave in to nuclear blackmail. And for the last 25 years, what's happened? Have they behaved better or worse? I'd like, reminding people when it comes to the North Korean crisis, those who like to blame President Trump for what's going on should ask themselves a very simple question. Did North Korea, did Pyongyang acquire illegal ballistic missile technology and illegal nuclear technology after January the 20th, 2017? Has it just happened in the last 8 months, or is there a back history? And at the end of the day, it boils down to one thing. These kinds of deals with dictatorships always fail because dictatorships don't abide by them. Whether it's Adolf Hitler in Munich in 1938, whether it's the Russians with chemical weapons, or whether it's Iran, or whether it's North Korea. So it's not nice pieces of paper that you sign in Vienna or Geneva. It's putting the screws on when it comes to sanctions and other issues. That's how you get things done.
Yeah, Russian news agency quoting, I believe, the foreign minister from North Korea saying that Trump is bellicose and insane and all sorts of things. So, I mean, you've got North Korea constantly being very chippy in the direction of the president of the United States, but it seems that at the end here, they're going to keep pursuing nuclear weapons at all costs.
Well, look, we'll see what they do at the end of the day. I think they've started to realize, or at least Beijing, and Beijing is the key to solving the North Korean crisis. They realize that this isn't President Obama. President Trump is a very different kind of commander-in-chief. He doesn't draw false red lines and then not follow through with those red lines. He just acts, whether it's launching cruise missiles against the Syrian regime when they use chemical weapons against unarmed women and children, or whether it's dropping a 21,000-pound bomb on ISIS in Afghanistan. This is a man who understands that diplomacy, so that, the velvet glove, without the option of the iron fist behind it, is just empty rhetoric. And I think they're finally realizing this is not a president you test.
I'm going to play, we have some audio from last night's speech here. This is Cut 29. And the president of the United States said something very interesting, and I want to see if you have an interpretation of it for us. Go ahead, Mike.
America is being respected again. Something happened today where a country that totally disrespected us called with some very, very important news. And one of my generals came in. They said, I have to tell you, a year ago they would have never done that. It was a great sign of respect. You'll probably be hearing about it over the next few days. But this is a country that did not respect us. This is a country that respects us now. The world is starting to respect us again, believe me.
Sebastian Gorka, do you know who he's talking about there?
Even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously, it's not up to me to give the, you know, let the cat out of the bag. That's the president's job when he feels that he wants to do it. I could guess. I think there's one nation we've had a lot of problems with that has acted slightly differently of late, but I'm not going to steal the president's thunder.
Not even to venture a guess. Okay, well, we're going to keep you around anyway because we want to pick your brain some more, even if it involves going into places you don't want to go. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, stay tuned. 8:15, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been a doozy of a morning. Let's get into town. That's been a trouble spot for sure for many. Inbound Suitland Parkway, absolutely at a crawl, trying to head up toward 295 in the inbound Douglas Bridge. That's where we had the broken down limo bus. Now they're dealing with the fuel spill, so they're waiting for the sand to get the absorbent there and get all lanes reopened. But that is definitely going to take a lot of extra time. And it looks like now in the backups on the Suitland Parkway for crash reported. 295 its length north coming off the Beltway to the Douglas Bridge and now to the inbound 11th Street Bridge slows to the freeway. We had the crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel. All right. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. Extended delays with the crash now between Connecticut Avenue and 270 that had been in the right lane. 66, it has been a tough go. Second crash in the morning in Centerville before 29 Centerville. That was cleared. Delays out of Gainesville this morning. And now you're going to find it pretty much off and on up through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and through Herndon and Reston. Toll road slows. The crash now reported before Route 7. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today rain showers this morning with overcast skies during the afternoon hours, a high of 67. Tonight, overcast skies with rain showers at times, a low near 60. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies early, a few showers developing later in the day, a high of 68. Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
This Saturday from 11 to 3, Potomac Petals and Plants celebrates its fall festival. Bring the entire family out for a day of face painting, pumpkin decorations, train rides, animals, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
All right, I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnais, and joining us, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Hey, Dr. Gorka, I was wondering, Sunday night, would you like to have a date with me and Vince and Heather here, Heather Hunter?
And what, 500 of our closest friends?
Yes, at the Free Speech Forum. Dr. Gorka is going to be there. How awesome is this? I'm so glad you're going to be there. And you're going to be doing a Q&A with the audience, correct?
Yes, I'm very, very excited to have the whole WML team there, and then members of your loyal audience will be able to ask all of us questions. I'm looking forward to it.
And if we're all really lucky, you can start it off by saying greetings.
Greetings.
Hey, that's there it is.
I love it.
Now, if you've not gotten your tickets yet to the Free Speech Forum, you got to do it, WMAL.com, and you can get your tickets right there and join us on Sunday night at the Birchmere starting at 7 o'clock. Dr. Gorka, let's talk Turkey for a minute, if you don't mind. Not getting a lot of play in the media, or hearing mostly North Korea, Russia. Relations between Turkey and the United States have kind of hit a low here. We've got visa suspensions going back and forth. We have the arrest of a U.S. Embassy employee by the Turks in Turkey. Why? First of all, it's not getting a lot of play in the media. And where is this going? We just suspended all non-immigrant visa services to the Turks on Sunday.
Yeah, this is a story that probably should have more attention than it does. The fact is that there are serious issues with the direction in which Turkey is heading in recent years. The Erdogan regime, I call it a regime on purpose, has been acting in distinctly undemocratic and anti-democratic ways. And we have to remember that this isn't just a very important geostrategic nation. Look at the size of it. Look at where it lies geographically. It's also a NATO member, and the ways that it has been behaving with regards to Muslim fundamentalism, support of specific non-state actors, with the regime's own attitude to dissent in the country. This is an issue. This is a problem. It's not going to be solved overnight, but hopefully they too realize, as other nations do as well, that this is a different kind of administration and that business as usual will not do.
There's a, I'd like to jump over to a report from NBC, if I could, yesterday, and the president now going after NBC several times over the last 24 hours. NBC News reporting yesterday that the president this summer called for an increase of the nuclear arsenal by tenfold after seeing a slide for, showing that our nuclear arsenal had dropped in number since the 1960s. Obviously, you were working for the White House during that time. Is it your assessment that at any point the president actually wanted a tenfold increase in nuclear weapons?
No, this is another perfect example of the fake news industrial complex. I thought I had an adequately cynical understanding of the mainstream media when I worked in the White House. I had no idea, and I've seen it firsthand in stories written about myself as well. There are people who call themselves journalists out there who literally make stories up out of whole cloth. And this is a classic example. This never happened, at least not the way it was stated. But they're just creating noise for the sake of creating noise. And it's one of the reasons that the media's reputation is so low right now, because the American public have realized, thanks to the president, just how unscrupulous they are.
Yeah, the report was authored by a couple well-known names at NBC, Courtney Kuby, Kristen Welker, Carol Lee, and Savannah Guthrie, all getting under this headline. And they kind of make it sound like that defense officials present who heard this supposed story were very paternal towards the president. They decided this was very troublesome to them, and they needed to go back and figure out how to deal with this. So in your view, this is just a completely made-up, invented story.
Utterly, utterly, completely bogus. And, you know, it shouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, it's literally, you know, the reason that CNN is 13th in national rankings for audience, two positions behind Nick at Night cartoons. It's the reason that Jeff Bezos has to keep the Washington Post alive as a vanity project. I mean, you know, the classic media has distorted truth, or thought they have a monopoly on the truth, for far too long. And the president, and God bless his Twitter feed, have just jumped around that exploitation of reality, and we're seeing straight through it.
And the defense secretary and the president, excuse me, both denying this entirely, saying it's fake news.
Right.
Yeah, and right. Although one quick question here, do you think the president went a little bit too far when he talked about whether we should be looking to the licensing of some of these stations?
No, I don't actually. The Fourth Estate media, a functioning media, is absolutely essential to a healthy, functioning democracy or a republic such as ours. However, they have to serve the public interest. They're supposed to be serving the public interest by providing information. But when we see, such as the Harvey Weinstein case, when we see these so-called purveyors of the unvarnished truth deliberately hide the truth or distort the truth, then you have to ask the question, how are they serving the public interest? Is it about the public interest, or is it about distorting the truth? Is it about hiding the truth? These are very serious questions. And it's, you know, I think the Harvey Weinstein scandal is just a great example of, you know, the New York Times, NBC spiking stories for political interest or because their bosses don't want to get their friend in trouble. That's not being a news organ. That's fake news.
So many other stories we could get to, but we're out of time here. Sebastian Gorka, thanks so much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you. See you guys Sunday.
And see you Sunday at the Free Speech Forum. All the details and ticket information available on WMAL.com. It's 8:24 now.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Selling your home is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prendel of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prendel has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and, on average, for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank, a West Point grad and military veteran, will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he'll buy it himself, guaranteed. It's that simple. There's literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They had worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that, $56,000 over list. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he has been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland on the top side of the Beltway. We do have the crash, but it's been cleared to the shoulder outer loop between Connecticut Avenue and 270. But we are jammed coming around from College Park, so a solid hour on that lineup. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, trying to make a recovery. Here's southbound inside the Beltway for the crash before 410, which has now been cleared. Man, you never want to hear a lot of words here with rush hour and fuel spill. You never want to hear that. That's what we're dealing with on the inbound Douglas Bridge as you're head from either the Suitland Parkway or 295. That's why we're pretty much at a standstill here, trying to get across the bridge over toward Nats Stadium. All right, we still have the right lane blocked. Crews are putting some sand down the absorbent there. On 66, second incident of the morning in Centerville, that's been cleared, but big delay still out of Gainesville. Latest problem coming in from the west will be a new accident now on the toll road, eastbound toll road, before you get to the Fairfax County Parkway. Busy, busy. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, a free meter. Call 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures have come down a bit this morning, and that's the trick to the forecast. Where will they go? We'll probably hover mid-upper 60s. Might get back to 70 today on an east-northeasterly breeze, a little fog, and some rain showers around this morning. Very light and widely scattered. Cloudy this afternoon. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number. 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts October 23rd. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
The President of the United States pitched his tax plan in Pennsylvania last night, and the nation got to watch as he shouted out Jeffrey Lord, who was present in attendance. He joins us in a moment. Jeffrey Lord ahead on Mornings of the Mall, 8:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. New this hour, a number of people at Quince Orchard High School in Gaithersburg are being treated this morning for bee stings. Details are still coming together. Again, that's a number of possibly students and staff at Quince Orchard High School being treated for bee stings. The death toll from the massive California wildfires has now reached 23, and nearly 300 more people are still missing as firefighters struggle to try and bring the fires under control.
It's very dynamic. These fires are changing by the minute.
Over 3,500 homes and businesses have already been destroyed. Among those who've lost their homes are firefighters battling the flames. More than 8,000 firefighters, 73 helicopters, and 30 air tankers are battling the blazes, among the worst in California history. I'm Dave Alpert in Los Angeles.
If you're going to the Nationals-Cubs playoff game tonight at Nationals Park, be aware of this. The last Metro train will leave the Navy Yard station near the ballpark at 11:48 tonight. The game is set to start at 8:08, making it unlikely it'll be over by 11:48. The wife of a longtime Maryland congressman wants to be the next governor of Maryland. 46-year-old Maya Rocky Moore Cummings has entered the race, becoming the second woman and third African-American to join the growing Democratic primary field. Former President Barack Obama will be in Richmond a week from today to campaign for Democrat Ralph Northam in the Virginia governor's race. Northam says he got a call from Mr. Obama about a month ago, pledging his backing. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,873, the NASDAQ at 6,604. Sports sponsored by TheraWorks, the Nationals host the Cubs tonight as in their winner-take-all Game 5 of the National League Division Series. The Yankees beat the Indians to take their series in five games. NHL, the Caps lose to Pittsburgh. NBA preseason, the Wizards fall to Miami. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' seven showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, October the 14th at two Wentworth Gallery locations. Peter Max will make a rare personal appearance on Saturday, October the 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, October the 14th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
This season, do your holiday shopping on us. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. The more you play using your M Life Rewards card, the more gift bucks you'll earn to redeem for monumental gifts. Like jewelry, electronics, even a car. Come in today and earn your own private shopping event. Now through November 7th. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Arlington. It's been a mess this morning. We had a tree that was down Glebe Road as you come up toward the Chain Bridge. And man, that closure caused big time delays. And now with the lanes open, they're still dealing with issues. The signal light's not working. So if you're coming, say, from Glebe, North Glebe Road, Military Road, still jammed solid, heading over to the Chain Bridge, 123 Chain Bridge Road, and getting down to that malfunctioning light, not doing us so well this morning. Jammed there, so seeing bailout traffic onto the George Washington Parkway so that you are prepared in that area. On the toll road, latest crash is going to be eastbound, inbound, before you get to the Fairfax County Parkway. Looking at delays now merging and coming off of the Greenway to get on to that toll road mess in the heavy delay. We'll go Maryland, top side of the Beltway between Connecticut Avenue and 270. That crash to the shoulder, but it's giving us delays from College Park. Heads up on Maryland's 29 through Columbia, heavier than normal. In fact, linking up with delays now out of Ellicott City almost. The crash southbound 29 before you get to Route 32. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Drizzle this morning and fog. Cloudy this afternoon. Mid upper 60s all day, so temperatures basically holding steady. Breezy tonight, 60 rain showers at times. On Friday, a few late day showers and a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Arlington, 63 in Beltsville, 66 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Jeffrey. Seems it, the great Jeffrey Lord. He was one of my few sources of truth. Thank you, Jeffrey, for being here. That's a great honor. Thank you.
All right. President Trump, big fan of Jeffrey Lord, who was in attendance yesterday at that speech in Harrisburg, as the president says that Americans are going to get a $4,000 raise he gave in front of a big old truck. There's a big truck in the background for the president. Jeffrey Lord joins us now. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent, sir. So I want to start off with, you've been obviously a supporter of the president for a while now, but I'm curious to get your take on this tax reform plan. Are you fully sold on it? Do you think there's areas of improvement? Where are you on it now?
Yeah. I think it's a great job. And you know what was terrific about this rally last night is that he was speaking both in person and through the television screen to middle class folks, not to as he said in I'm paraphrasing here, but he was referring to his rich friends and all of this sort of thing. Who said, you know, don't worry about us. He spoke about Bob Kraft, who owns the New England Patriots. These are the regular folks, the truck drivers, et cetera. There were a lot of them there last night who make the economy work. who get up at the crack of dawn or spend all night driving these trucks that we see on the highways all the time. He also tied in infrastructure and getting the roads and bridges repaired. So I think it was you know, spot on and extremely well received. I mean, he had with him Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin and Gary Cohn, who was his economic advisor. So I thought he hit all the right notes. The audience really loved it, without question. I mean, they got to listen to him just format-wise, so you know. He came in and did an interview for an hour with Sean Hannity off to one side of the stage, but we could all see and hear it. So he talked in detail there, and then when that was done, he came out around and went to a separate stage where the podium was and gave his speech. And it was very detailed and extremely well received.
I wanted to ask you, we keep hearing, you know, middle class, this is going to be great cuts for the middle class. Everybody thinks they're middle class, not just the truck driver. And I know some truck drivers who make more than six figures. It's not just truck drivers, but it's also the man or the woman who's getting up and at the crack of dawn to go work in a financial institution, who's mm-hmm. bringing home, you know, $150,000, which sounds like a lot of money. But if you're in, for instance, Maryland or New Jersey or Alaska, that's middle-class income in those states.
That's right. I used to live in Washington, D.C., and I would always tell the tale that I went there in 1978 as a young congressional aide. I was paying, I think it was $465, $75 for this tiny little postage stamp of a basement apartment on Capitol Hill. And I happened to come home at some point to a friend had been was serving in then Pennsylvania Governor Thornburg's cabinet and was having a party. And I went to the house that he and his wife were renting. Well, it looked like something out of one of these old Rock Hudson Doris Day movies. It was mammoth, with tennis courts, swimming pool, living room with double-sided fireplace. It was huge. It was just beautiful. He was paying about $10 more for that entire place than I was paying for this little postage stamp in Washington, D.C., which was the first time that it dawned on me, I'm living in a very expensive city.
Right. So my question, begs to be asked, though, you know, all these people are going, yay, middle class, but I think there are a lot of people in Alaska and Maryland and New Jersey and some other states who are going to find out, oh, no, you may be middle class in your state, but the feds consider you upper class, and you're not getting a tax cut.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think that there's going to be room for negotiation on this here. I mean, you've got an excellent point. There's no question about it. Particularly if you're living in a place like Washington, D.C., and you're making $150,000, and you've got, you know, a few kids. Yeah, things are very, very expensive here. So I think they're going to do their very best on this to get as much money. The thing that really gets to me, and I think gets to a lot of these people here, you know, you hear the term trickle down all the time. And I used to work for Jack Kemp, and if I heard this once, I heard it 1,000 times. But what they're really talking about on the other side is what I call cronynomics, which is basically they're going to take people's money and then dish it out to their pals and special interests and their cronies that have all these lobbying groups, etc. People have had enough of this, absolutely enough. I mean, they're working their fingers to the bone, as it were, and this money gets taken right out of their paychecks and goes off. They never see it, etc.
Yep.
So I do think that there will probably be room for negotiation on this, without doubt.
Jeff, before we let you go here, about 30 seconds left, the president talked last night about growing the amount of people who fall into the 0% tax category from, you know, federal income tax. I think conservatives for a long time have been concerned about that category of taxpayer because they don't have skin in the game. Are you happy with the 0% tax bracket growing in terms of the number of people inside of it?
I do think you have to be careful about that because I do think that there's, personally, I do think there's something to be said for having skin in the game here. That when you do, you have a better understanding of exactly what's at stake here. But his heart is definitely in the right place, as I say, and it was extremely, extremely well received last night, without doubt.
Well, I really appreciate you giving us an insider perspective of what it was like there last night, and we'll speak to you again soon. Thank you, Jeffrey Lord. 844 here on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey, how's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements, because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient, more value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Tysons or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
845 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, do you hear it? Heading into town, lanes have been reopened inbound South Capitol Street on the Douglas Bridge. What a morning it's been. We had a broken down limo bus. It was leaking fuel. We needed to get sand there. Oh, my goodness. So with all that being said, Suitland Parkway, 295. Everyone trying to get in on South Capitol Street over the Douglas Bridge, just crawling here. But the good news is the lanes have been open, so now it's about recovering. Also, that 295 delay not only takes you to the Douglas Bridge, but onto the 11th Street Bridge, onto the freeway, which is slow each direction. Coming outbound off of the 11th Street Bridge to the southbound 295 stretch, crash there has been cleared. Now, it's been a doozy of a morning in Arlington, too. Tree had come down blocking Glebe Road right near the chain bridge. Tree removed, but the lights malfunctioning. Maryland out of Ellicott City. Big delays pushing southbound 29 into Columbia, but crews are giving me the all okay now. Southbound on 29 before 32. They've just reopened the lanes, even though there's a lot of activity there. And then let's go down toward the Beltway much farther south on 29 before you get to University Boulevard. As you come past the Trader Joe's, heavy delays, crash reported up ahead. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures down this morning, cloudy with some areas of drizzle and fog, light rain showers basically, and temperatures today stay in the mid to upper 60s. Somebody might stay near 70 degrees. Doesn't look like we'll get much more than we are this morning with a northeast breeze. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need 50 Floor. During the month of October, installation is free. Schedule an in-home consultation. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com. President Trump this week is expected to do something really big. It's going to be huge. He is expected to sign an executive order for health care, maybe doing that today. And you know this is something big when Rand Paul says that he's actually on board with this when it comes to health care, because Rand Paul has been the naysayer through this whole thing when it came to the health care review and any kind of health moving forward and any kind of health care. Joining us right now to discuss this, when this is going to happen, hopefully today, is Kevin Cork, Fox News. Kevin, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure. How you guys holding up?
We're doing just fine. We're talking about the president's pending executive order about health care and actually Rand Paul endorsing this. Is this going to happen today?
G- going to happen today, and here's what they're really after. They're after three things. First of all, they are really trying their level best, talking about the administration, to pick up a first down. Let me use a football analogy. It's not a touchdown. Okay, it's not a game-ending field goal. This is just a first down. Listen, you're a quarterback. Sometimes you have to tuck the ball and run, and that's what the president's trying to do here. This will effectively allow individuals and small businesses to create health associations. They will mandate that the coverage, you know, pick up the things you would expect: maternity leave, newborn care, addiction services, and things like that. But I think the other thing people will find very interesting is it will also enable you and me and others who may need short-term health care to be able to make that purchase for a little bit longer than the old three-month Obama-era limit. That's what they're hoping to do, little small bites at the apple to try to get something done.
This, yeah, I mean, and they desperately need a first down. They're third and long right now, and they've had a lot of trouble. Let's go quickly to the idea of this decertifying the Iran deal. When should we expect this to actually take place?
Okay, you know they're going to have to kick it over to Congress. So here's my belief. Today, there's so many things happening here at the White House. On the Iran nuke deal, I expect the president to make an announcement at some point today that, look, this is going back down Pennsylvania over to the Hill. That gives congressional lawmakers 60 days to come up with something that they believe would be workable. He will vote not to, meaning the president. He'll decide not to recertify the deal because he doesn't think, frankly, what the Iranians have agreed to is verifiable. If Congress can't come up with a fix, it will ultimately go away. And that's huge, too, because it's a political victory, even if it may be a short-term political victory for the White House.
All right. Unfortunately, Kevin, we only had you for a short time today because you've got a busy day at the White House. But we genuinely appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, guys. Have a great one.
All right. You too. 8:51 here on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Making good choices always pays off, but sometimes you've got to play the long game. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The American Heart Association has guidelines it calls Life's Simple Seven. Seven simple changes you can make in your life for a healthier heart. They are: manage your blood pressure, control cholesterol, reduce blood sugar, get active, eat better, lose weight, stop smoking. People who are better at doing those things in their 20s wind up having larger, healthier brains in their 40s. That's according to a new long-term study out of Northwestern University. The research is perhaps not all that surprising. Look, your heart supplies blood to your brain. The more oxygen and nutrients it gets, the better. Healthier heart, healthier brain. Even if you're older than your 20s, it's never too late to make changes for the better. If you make just one, though, stop or don't ever start smoking. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 4499 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4499.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
We're waiting for the market to open in a second.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right, I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer, 50% off all roofing materials through the end of October. Since I'm your guy, I'm gonna shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell him you got Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's been a busy one. Have a good morning, everyone. Update sponsored by Spot Hero, coming off of the Greenway and onto the toll road. I'm still looking at delays, but crews tell me the crash as you come up toward the Fairfax County Parkway should be to the shoulder, so should see some improvement through there. Still quite the heavy delays through Manassas, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. We've had a number of incidents earlier this morning on 66 caused that extra heavy volume. We're doing okay on 95. Once you get by those delays in Aquia, pretty decent until you merge up on through to the Capitol Beltway. It's been a tough go in Arlington earlier. Tree had come down and blocked Glebe Road near the Chain Bridge. Tree removed, but now problems with the signal lights, so expect that to take extra time. I'm looking at a lot of delays there. And quick note, Maryland, too. We had the earlier crash in Columbia, southbound 29 before 32 cleared, and now one reported southbound 29 after the Trader Joe's. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures down this morning, cloudy with some areas of drizzle and fog, light rain showers basically, and temperatures today stay in the mid to upper 60s. Somebody might stay near 70 degrees. Doesn't look like we'll get much more than we are this morning with a northeast breeze. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
John F. Kennedy was one of the most beloved presidents in American history. During his election campaign and early presidency, he allowed photographer Jacques Lowe extraordinary access to document his family's public and private lives. Mr. Lowe was able to capture over 40,000 personal and behind-the-scenes images from Kennedy's rise to power to intimate scenes of the family at home. Tragically, all but 10 of Lowe's remarkable photographs were destroyed in the attacks of 9/11. But Jacques Lowe had kept the contact sheets elsewhere, and they at least were safe. Not long ago, experts at the museum, working closely with the Lowe estate, painstakingly restored 80 of these precious images. And now you can see these rare glimpses of history in a special exhibit called Creating Camelot, the Kennedy Photography of Jacques Lowe. Now through January 7th, only at the museum.
This is what American energy sounds like. Like a country hard at work. Like a nation with the resourcefulness, ingenuity, and grit to get the job done against all odds and beyond measure. As America's third largest capital investor in 2016, and with more than $40 billion in new infrastructure investments planned through 2020, we're creating thousands of high-paying American jobs. NextEra Energy is helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellenton with Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. and I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at felintonlaw.com. That's felintonlaw.com.
Hey, Vince, coming up tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, you know, President Trump hopefully by tomorrow will have signed that executive order regarding health care.
Yeah,
so we'll have that to talk
about.
The
war on the media will continue, and he probably will just certify that Iran deal. He's got that tax plan. He's apparently negotiating the details of it. There's a lot on his plate, and our goal is to bring it all to you.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what else we're going to bring to you? Chris Plant.
Yeah, you'll be at the Free Speech Forum on Sunday.
Just ran into the studio with a head on fire over here.
You didn't need to tell anyone that.
Well, I've got, I want to start with a couple of liberal success stories today out of Colorado and Baltimore. They're both nightmares.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.